FDI.
KD4FDI, that voice coming from him, but I jumped out of my chair. I had the volume up loud and whoa. Yeah, son, morning. Good to hear you.
Get started. Get ready to throw this game here in a little bit, and then got game day on now, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to play it all morning long. I'm going to start 2 hours early. It's the lifeguard, I'm on my back there, bleeding like a stuffed pig. And he would lean over and say, hey, you had a game club shirt on? So you got college game day this weekend. So he knew all about it.
Yeah, so a lot of people are talking about it. So it's pretty exciting. Surprised you're not down there with one of your big signs or right in front of the camera.
It's going to be a raucous crowd. It's going to be interesting. And Florida Seminoles play and a lot of good games today. Your mother's left for a Bible study, yeah. I'm healing slowly. I look like I've been in a fight with Mike Tyson or something. A scab, literally, from my top of my head to my chin. But I'll be fine.
You got pretty beat up in that picture, so it looked like a hard fall. Glad you're feeling a lot better and hopefully healing up. So remember Angela's grandma one time, she tripped and she had glasses on. She hit her face and she was bruised up. Looked like a, I don't know what. I mean, black and blue all over her face. She was like that for probably a few weeks.
I don't think, but you know, the mat was curled up 4 inches in a big old curl, right up like a wave. My foot went under it, and I said, I can take one more step. But the next step was down, and the mat's made of like glass beads. So it was like falling on seashells, really. So lying in the hospital on seashells for about an hour. They tried to stop the bleeding and wrap me. And Kyle and Teddy, they were good.
Hurricanes or something at the beach.
One came out of his chair, and I think it was Kyle. Teddy was beach patrol. There's supposed to be a bunch of complainers in the world. He said, you know, everyone's always complaining we do anything wrong. No one's ever said we do something well. I said, well, I am. I called beach patrol yesterday. They said, it is going to make these guys' days when they come in. We write them up as something they did well. Must be a bunch of complainers in the world.
I mean, they're trying to do their job, and, you know, just give them some praise for us. That's good. I'm glad you wrote in and said that. So that's good stuff. So you're back from there. Where did you guys eat down there? Did you guys have some good seafood?
Oh, yeah. The best. The oyster place. It's an old... down Hudson, an old seafood place right on the dock. See the ship, the trawlers, seagulls, and it was incredible. Best oyster I've ever had. Dozen of them and shrimp. You're looking right out at the trawlers, right out the door. You have to go right past Hudson Seafood, the next one down. Skull Creek Boathouse is the name of it. It is incredible.
Good. So I'll be craving some good seafood. We haven't had some in a long time. But I might go to eat some Mexican tonight. I think Mr. Cactus or something. That sounds fun. So no, we're looking forward to it. We always like going there.
Silver Bay. I'll assume the game's over. Goes 12-3. Be over 3 o'clock. Win or lose, we'll know then. 3 o'clock. Not too late.
Coming around. So, yeah, I really thought about going to the game. It would have been nice, but it's just so early. I mean, I'd have to leave Greenville with all the traffic and stuff at, like, 5 or 6 o'clock, and just it would have been logistically kind of hard. So if it was a night game, I probably would have gone to it.
I see her name. She's going to it. Her daughter graduated from there, and she said, I'm at the game Saturday. So I'll look for her. It's going to be packed. I'm going to turn it on in just a second, see how much college game day hype there is. That'd be for FCM.
We have a channel that can that we get ESPN through Sling, so I have to hopefully get it up here in just a second. So, but yeah, looking forward to it, and hopefully it's not a blowout. We'll see. But you hear about Ray Tanner getting fired?
No, did he really? For what reason?
Well, could be some NCAA violations or something. So I don't know. Kind of bad publicity to have game day down there and this stuff happened, but yeah, he resigned. So have to be looking for a new athletic director.
For him, I'm sure. So we'll get a good one. Yeah, though we're wearing shorts again today. It's still pretty mild, not cold at all, is it? W4FCM.
I know yesterday felt really good, especially I was digging a trench for a customer. I had to dig a huge hole, go across the driveway, and put some of that corrugated tubing down. The ground was, most of it was pretty hard, so I had to use a hose and kind of water it and dig, but it's still like concrete, and had to use a one of those spade shovels. So I was soaking wet yesterday trying to dig this hole. I was like, man, I'm getting too old for this stuff. I can't be doing this, digging like this anymore. I had to hire some people to do for me.
Hey, you're young yet. Give you 30 years. Matt will talk to you. Yeah, well, it'll cool off eventually, but really no cold weather yet at all. Is it? Allergies are bad. Man, I'm sneezing. Bob is sneezing. A lot of seasonal allergies right now with ragweed, W4FCM Friday.
So, luckily I don't have too much of that going on, so that's good. That'd probably do me in. Couldn't work outside anymore. I have to work at QT or something inside the air conditioning. So, but cool. All right, Dad. I'm going to try to see if I can get this game on and got to get the kid up here and get him ready for the game. So, hope you feel better, and we'll talk to you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, son. Love you. It felt good when it stopped hurting. Nothing like how you feel when your pain goes away. Hey, it's all relative, but thank you, W4FCM sign. Love you, and go land, and hope he has a good game.